want you to reach out.
Amos 10 Aces, Billboard Singles, Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Here we are with the last 2 days of Billboard Singles. This week wraps it up. These are the last lot of singles, and part of the process is us giving up our Billboard for single people to advertise themselves. There's a number there, and when you call that number, you can leave a voicemail for whoever you like. Kat, who do we have voicemails for today?
Well, we've got three people we're going to focus on right here. And the funny thing is, we met Paul yesterday. We haven't even properly met Christine and Steph yet on air, but the Billboard has been up for a day, and we've got a lot of messages for all of these three.
Not forgetting, Angus is also on the Billboard.
Yes.
We'll play his messages later because so big, so bulky, were they. We had to put them on a terabyte hard drive, and we're sifting through them right now.
No, so these are the voicemails left behind for Christine, who will call us for the first time at 7:30, and we'll introduce you to her, but people have obviously seen the voicemail, the Billboard, and left the voicemails. But these are some of the funny messages left for those three so far in the past 24 hours.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm the furthest thing from a good-looking Italian, but I do love spaghetti bolognese, so it's as close as I can get.
My name's Thomas. Not much of a romantic, but I can make fart noises in my armpits.
You are so beautiful to me.
April, get around me. Oh,
and you see, you're everything I hope for. You're everything I need.
My name's Demi, and I want Paul's.
Demi is Fabio, you know, as the most beautiful man in the world. We should grab some glasses of wine and have a good time.
I don't like buying flowers, so that's a big bonus for me. So instead of that, I'll go around the corner to the fish and chip shop, get a nice bouquet of chips, and nuke them in the microwave for 30 seconds to make them extra soggy for you.
Now, that's one of the characteristics that
soggy.
Steph is looking for. Doesn't like flowers, like allergic, hates them, loves soggy chips. So maybe that was the one for
I
her.
Thought that was bang on from him there. He was clever. I've got to say, just to clarify, I am not doing these voices. It is not one of my characters. That guy was legitimately talking like that.
That's
because
right.
A lot of people say, Amos, do you voice these? I do not.
They're all legit Billboard voicemail messages.
And plenty of time for you to get on. Have a look online if you can't see the billboards. Leave a message for anyone you're interested in because the dates are going to happen this weekend.
Now hurry up, guys.
But seriously, just after 7, we've got that many voicemails for you, Angus. You're going to be blown away. Mm-hmm. You're so popular.
Thank you, mate. I'm expecting to hear a couple of recognisable voices from around this office.
Mate, you are the best prime candidate we've ever had.
Oh, God. The Billboard Singles, it's Adelaide's craziest way to find love, and it's all thanks to the Republic Norwood, where we're going to have our Billboard Singles party this time next week, next Thursday, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We've given up our billboards for Singles of Adelaide because it is tough out there and it's a win-win for everybody. You might see someone up there on the billboard and go, huh, haven't seen them on Tinder before. Now I have direct access to them via voicemail and there's no awkward chit-chat about dating or talking for months on end before someone sets up a date. We'll do that this weekend.
Not to mention, if you've missed out on the billboards, because this will be our last run, there is, of course, the Billboard Singles Party, which is happening where anyone who has called in, plus everyone on the billboard, is welcome to come. Plus, we'll be giving away more tickets to go there. So if you've had your eye on someone, you've always got a chance there. And Angus, of course, is on the billboard and he'll be there too.
Oh, yes. We'll check there. Your voicemails shortly.
Yeah, just before 8 o'clock. Looking forward to hearing them. But let's meet our next Billboard single with a little bit of a twist. Good morning, Christine, and welcome to Billboard Singles.
I'm a bit excited myself. A little bit nervous too, I must admit. But yeah, I'm excited.
Christine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, where do I start? I'm 59 years old. I'm a young 59.
Let's stop there, Christine. You're our oldest Billboard single.
Well, I thought it might be for some reason. Yes, funny that. I married young, married my childhood sweetheart, but we grew apart, so we went our separate ways. I have 3 adult sons. I've got 5 gorgeous granddaughters who I like to spend a lot of time with. And they helped keep me young, I must admit that. They keep me up to date with the music and encourage me to listen to 107, which I don't need much encouragement, but they love that radio station.
Hey, Christine.
As well.
Thanks, Christine.
Is it fair to say that men your age, you found to be quite clingy?
Very much so, yes. No sooner do you have one or two dates with them and they want to move in.
Oh,
it's like, okay, let's do some old-fashioned courting for a while instead.
I think it's because we die earlier than you, so they just want to lock it down, you know?
That's possible. That's entirely possible, yes.
Or also, I have seen a photo of Christine, and she is beautiful.
Yeah, wouldn't have
guessed
59.
Keeps herself fit. And
oh, thank you very much. That's very nice of you to say so.
Looks like a lovely person, so I'm not surprised I want to lock you down solidly. Now, what are you looking for, Christine? And do you have age requirements?
Well, yes, I do have age requirements. I don't want them to be too much older than me, so I'm happy to go up to 63, 65 maybe at the very most.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like somebody to be who is working still, because there's nothing worse than you're working and, you know, your partner's having a good time doing something like playing golf or whatever they might be doing. Look, I'm looking for somebody I can discuss the news with, have a healthy debate over current affairs, celebrate the good news and the bad news with, share a laugh over dinner and a glass of wine, that sort of thing. I'm looking for somebody to cuddle up to on a cold winter's night, and we've had a few of those lately, haven't we?
We have. Yeah. Now, Christine, can I put something to you?
Sure.
I find older women attractive. Now, 59 might be potentially too old for me just because it's around my mum's age, but what about for you? I know a lot of young guys are really into a more mature woman. How young would you date? Let's say a 30-year-old came on the show and was like, Christine sounds perfect.
Yeah, look, I have had the opportunity to date significantly younger men previously, but it just sort of creeps me out a bit because my son's 40 and it's like, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know, it feels a bit creepy kind of thing.
So they've got to be older than your oldest son, which makes sense.
Absolutely, yes.
We're happy to have you on the billboard. I'm sure we're going to find a few clingy guys, but we'll filter through those. And let's see if we can't find you a date.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great fun, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to meeting you guys.
We're definitely going to be coming to our Billboard Singles Party happening next Thursday at the Republic in Norwood. But also,
we're looking forward
to seeing you on the billboards across the city. You're going to be on Hindley Street, on Port Road, and also on the corner of Franklin Street and West Terrace. We look forward to it.
Terrific. You have a great day.
And Christine, thank you. Some good news already. 417 comments on her photo in about 12 hours' time. The top comment is Jess and Emma tagging their dad, Grant.
Ah.
Now, and she has written, "Our dad is a genuine, loyal and fun, passionate man who loves his sports, especially football. We want him to find a nice lady who's also partial to a drop of wine." So that's nice. People
that's
tagging
good.
Their dads.
This is great. And please get them to leave a voicemail.
If your daughters are vouching for you, I feel like that's a good start.
Yeah, that's a great sign.
Of course, we're doing Billboard Singles thanks to the Republic in Norwood, home of the $5 Espresso Martini Happy Hour.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
We do have our billboards up, not of us anymore, but of Singles of Adelaide. And there is one person in this very studio that we have put up there, Mr. Angus O'Loughlin. And look, I have to say, my one complaint about being a single in Adelaide is there are so many hot, great single women. And you just have not been exploring those options.
No, I am single. You guys have dobbed me. You surprised me yesterday that at 8 o'clock that I was going to be up on the billboard. And it was funny because my boss texted me this morning, Todders, and he sent a photo of me in the billboard. It was the first time I'd seen it on the corner of West Terrace and Franklin Street.
Do you like it?
Look, I'm definitely open to it. Definitely.
Okay.
You're looking for someone to spend Sundays with to get new brunch spots.
I did. That was the profile on Facebook. Yep. I said, Friday's looking forward to a drink to end the week. Saturday's catching up with friends. And Sunday's finding a new brunch spot across Adelaide. Went to Karma and Crow for the first time on the weekend, but went with my housemate because I didn't have someone else to go with.
Well, that's lovely. We've got a lot of voicemails for you there, mate. So to your housemate, Kat, it's time to say goodbye to all those little dinners and brunches you have as friends because you will be busy with one of these ladies who left a message.
All right. I'm nervous about this, actually. Here we go.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is a message for Angus. Recently, I was going through my cutlery drawer and realised that I'm missing a big spoon.
I think I have the smile you are looking for, and I certainly enjoy the kind of laughter that hurts. I love to cook, so the first breakfast is on me.
Hi, Angus. This is Em. You might not remember me, but I was the brunette that was smiling at you at Karma and Crow on Sunday. That doesn't sound creepy at all.
Hi, my name's Georgie. I'm really not into the whole dating scene and whatever. But if you do want to catch up for a day, I'd love to go fishing. Like, that's my kind of thing. Fishing and a beer, whatever. The only thing that really turned me on about Angus is he's got really nice teeth.
Hi, Angus. My name's Kelsey and I'm 22 years old. I like my cocktails strong on Fridays, my Avalanche toast or eggs benny on Sundays with a trendy Insta filter, and Saturdays go there for the boys.
Hey, my name's Carly and I'm calling for Angus. I'm 21 years old. I don't know if that's too young, but we'll give it a crack. I love me some brekkie and a couple of bevvies on the side, and I'm always down for a good yarn and giggle. So hit a sister up if you know what's good.
Hey, my name is Wilhelmina. At first, when you guys were introducing a third person to your party, I was a little bit like, no.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm ringing up for
Angus, I don't really want to date you, but I really want to pat your dog. So, yeah, shout out to Buckets.
You can. I'd walk my dog every day just off Oakland's Road.
Wants
if you
to go
come
and
to the dog
pat
park.
Your dog. I don't I know if that's it. A like, euphemism, but God, who cares?
I like the indifferent one. Oh, I hate dating, but if you want to, you can go on it. Or if you don't want to, I don't really care.
That's very nice. Yeah. Very nice to be to have that kind of response.
Now, we will, of course, hook you up with one of those people, and then you will go on a full date. Is there anything that you're hoping for on the date?
I'm hoping to meet somebody.
No, where do you want to go?
Oh, I haven't thought about it. I'd like to do something I've never done before, and that person hasn't done either. So, therefore, it's a new experience to both of us. So we're
hard
both
labor.
Out of our element.
Yeah.
Labor. Yeah. I want to pick up a shovel.
There's a landscaping.
No, I think that'd be nice to be both out of our comfort zone. So nobody is like, you know, oh, let me take the wheel here.
That I can guarantee.
Because you've already organised.
I've organised it. That I can guarantee. You haven't done it before, and I'm assuming this whoever you end up choosing wouldn't have either.
Okay.
Catch up with Amos, Kat and Angus.
Hit 107.
I came here for love.
Well, here we are, giving up our billboards to advertise single people in Adelaide. And let's meet our last. This is our final billboard single off the run before we have a party next week where we can meet everybody. But this is our final person who will go up for you guys to leave voicemails for.
Welcome to Billboard Singles, Steph. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Tell
who
us. Am I?
But how are you?
You
who
don't
are
know
you?
Who I am?
Not yet.
Adelaide's so small, I'd assume you'd heard of me.
No, not yet.
Now I'm concerned I've dated you or something.
No. I am Steph. Recently just came back from Italy, actually, so I have high expectations of the men in Adelaide now.
Well, that'd be a bit like Ford then, because, I mean, I remember I was over there with a girl in Italy and they were making a lot of suggestions about what they would like to do to my beautiful girlfriend.
Oh, it's wonderful. Definitely not afraid to speak their mind.
Did you go all right there, Steph?
Yeah, well, I went on a date, actually, so over there. It turns out language isn't really a barrier.
Oh, I love it.
You get it, Steph.
Oh, Steph, I'm reading here you had a bit of strife in your last relationship.
So, basically ended because he stole my car.
Oh.
So, I had to call the police, and then it got a bit messy, and...
What kind of car?
Yeah, still... it was a Holden Barina.
Hey.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, not a car you'd really want to steal.
That's unbelievable. There's a few things that caught my eye on your profile. Let's just go through some of these.
Okay.
You hate fresh flowers.
Yes, I don't like the smell of them.
Great. Soggy hot chips you like.
Yes.
The bottom of donuts. What does that mean?
Just the cake bit, no icing.
And this is another thing that caught my eye. You're into powerlifting.
Yes.
So how much can you lift?
My deadlifts are about 120, I think, at the moment.
Oof.
Would you need a strong man then? Because I imagine you wouldn't like to be sort of outpowering a guy you went out with.
To be honest, all the guys I have dated or been on dates with aren't really that strong looking.
Can I ask you, what do you not want, Steph? Like, who would be the worst option that we could possibly put in front of you?
The worst option. I know definitely I don't like... I don't know really how to explain them, but they're like, but they're like the dirty world type.
Oh my God.
You know, the ones with like dark facial hair.
Fully see.
Okay. Right. So we have to beep that word. But that's you just so came back from Italy. That's the type.
Yeah, but they're like upper class, you know, really like sexy tan, like good with their words.
Right. So
but you know, there's like that other type.
Lachoy. Like, oi, Steph. Hey,
basically,
what
if
are you,
you
doing?
Go to HQ, you're probably not my type.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'll get you now.
Well, Steph, we're excited to have you on our billboard. Congratulations on making it through. We had over 1,000 people wanted to get on the billboards, but we thought you were good enough and great enough to get
thanks
on there and just put yourself
I also have one other thing just to add in. I'm about almost 5'4", so height's not a thing with me. If you're, like, over that height, then you're good to go.
That's good, because we have had some glamazons on here.
Yeah, and all the prerequisites being you've got to be around
over
6 foot
plus.
Yeah. So you're happy with a shorter guy.
All my tall friends always tell me, Steph, you don't need them. Don't take them away from us. So
it's true.
I'm
and
okay with that.
I agree.
Welcome to Billboard Single, Steph.
Thanks.
You can leave a the voicemail if you see her on a billboard across
the
city.
Well, I won't because my ethnic background seems to preclude me.
Out.
Well, that's a big...
Steph's Italian too. She's just chucking away her own.
That's right.
People like me being thrown to the side.
If you want to come to our billboard singles party and maybe meet Steph in the flesh, you can. It's all thanks to Republic Nord, home of the $5 espresso martini happy hour. And we'll be there next Thursday.
Amos, Kat and Angus from 6 weekdays, Hit 107.